This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by
Puma. Presents the new AC Milan third kit for the 2021-22 season. The bold new progressive jersey takes traditional design and rewrites the rules to push the boundaries and defy convention. The new AC Milan third kit creates a fearless new expression of the club's identity and challenges tradition by reimagining conventional football kits in a brand new approach that merges football and streetwear culture. Puma, we are forever faster.
Puma.com.
Yo, it's your girl MJ here from the Dear Sis Podcast. You are now listening to Trenton Waves on the New Pod City Podcast Network.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Ooh, Trenton Waves. We're back.
Yes.
Back from a little bit of a hiatus, if you will.
Yes, we've been traveling busy.
Been traveling. Been upstate, Daddy's Promise.
Been down.
Been in Georgia.
Been down, been up, been all around.
Right, exactly. I got to
take But we're back, off. Baby. All right.
We're back. And I tell you, I'm very excited. There's a lot of great things going on.
Mm-hmm.
What did you just touch over here?
The coaster.
Why?
Because you were putting your cup down. I gave you a coaster.
I have it right here.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, anyway. Podcast, you just hang on a minute. We got to get back into our groove, okay? Just calm down. So you went to the dentist today.
I did.
How was that?
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful?
It
really?
Was, yes.
What was wonderful about it? It's the dentist.
I know, but it was like very pleasant experience.
Yeah?
Yes.
What was pleasant about it?
Well, you get yourself cleaned and polished and you come out feeling fresh and nice. Your mouth's all ready for smiles. What? It's true.
What are you making sound? Your mouth is always ready for smiles.
Right. But now you feel like, yes, I'm putting my best tooth forward.
Right. Or I should be able to say that because you say I have two teeth in my head.
Right.
Right. Because I had all my teeth removed.
Right. Not recently.
No. I did not have all my teeth removed, podcast. Just calm down on the emails right now. Don't even send them. All right? Because according to Chris, I have no teeth
ones.
In my head. There's a couple
There's
of real ones
couple
in my head.
There's a couple of real ones in there.
I'm not wearing dentures. I'm 53 years old, for crying out loud. All right, so today we have with us...
Yes.
The actual dentist.
I know.
That you...
I know. I just
What
saw
do you
today.
Like? What are you playing at? Dr. Peter Cutsipe is here.
Yes, yes.
And wait a minute, hang on, because there's more.
There is way more.
Not only is he here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, this is the cleanest cut guy you've ever seen. He's like sharp as a tack.
Yes.
Very intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like
approachability.
He's approachable,
mm-hmm.
but he's like, okay, this guy knows something more than I do. Let me just like
hopefully.
Shut up. Yeah, well, he's as far as dental, as far as dental stuff.
True.
Yeah. And he got as far as dentistry stuff.
Yes.
He brought his father, Omalon, with mm-hmm. him. Omalon, which by the way, a little side note, you know, I'm the first to call him Obi-Wan. How has he gone through life with this name and no one's called him Obi-Wan?
I don't know. You Omalon. Saw it right away when you looked at the name.
When we went into the dentist,
mm-hmm.
I saw on the sign, I'm like, how do you say it? It must be Obi-Wan. I was like, Obi-Wan. And then, to make matters even more interesting, Tyler Yim is with us.
I know.
You know who Tyler Yim is?
Yes, I do.
Who is he?
He's sitting right here.
I know where he is. I said, who is he?
We're going to find out right now.
We're
going to
find out who Tyler Yim is and how he worked himself into
it's
this whole scene.
It's very mysterious.
It's extremely mysterious.
Yes.
All right, podcastia, put your hands together. For the staff and owners over at 1100 Dental, Mr. Peter Cutsipe, Mr. Omalon Cutsipe, and Mr. Tyler Yim. Welcome to the show, guys.
All right. Hey. Thanks for having us.
You hear that crowd?
Yes.
They love them.
I know.
They already love them. That crowd is ready to go. Every time we're back in the studio, the crowd is always there.
I love them.
How are you?
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Look at all these people
having us.
Got Tyler and Peter and Omalon.
See, I don't think you guys knew I was going to come down with a whole crew.
That's okay.
We didn't know it was going to be a crew at this magnitude.
three no. people.
Yeah, there are some big hitters here.
Hey, we know what? Yes, we have a big
that's
table.
That's what's the big thing. Yes.
Very exciting. So I remember the first time we went into 1100 Dental, one thing that really impressed me the most mm-hmm. was not only the professionalism, mm-hmm. but I felt immediately comfortable. It was probably because I wasn't having anything done.
Oh, was it because of
you
me?
Were the, yeah, you were
oh,
the patient.
I was the patient.
Right. And I felt very comfortable because I'm like, oh, he's not going in my mouth. I
felt happy.
I was very elated. Peter, first of all, let me ask you, why Trenton? Why did you pick your practice to be in Trenton?
All right, so this is, I'm going to ask my father to jump in here in a minute, too. But Dad started his practice actually right next door to the office where you guys were earlier today. Mm-hmm. That was 1981. He worked in the office for 14, 15 years. He had the opportunity to buy the land right next door to his old office.
Right.
There was an old dilapidated building there. They took that down. They built what you now know as 1100 Dental.
Oh, okay.
That building also used to host another dental office. When you guys came in, it's sort of like two sides. Mm-hmm. I think we might have went through this the first yes. time I met mm-hmm. you guys.
Yes.
It was two practices there. They worked independently, but they were all under the same roof. Then I went to dental school. I joined in. I was working with Dad. I was working with the other office. Then eventually I took over the other office on the other side, and we merged into one big mm-hmm. happy family.
At some point, I realized that my son is now my competitor. he bought the other practice, right?
Oh, great.
And we're working next door to each other. This ain't happening. So three months into that, I said, we got to merge.
You got to condense that
smart.
Sign.
Yeah. That's very smart.
That is smart.
So why Trenton?
I grew up in Trenton. I actually was born in England, but we emigrated in 58,
oh.
and we moved to the Dutesville section off of Laylor Street.
The what section?
I had never heard that.
Dutesville.
Dutesville Avenue.
Okay, talk about that, because I never heard of
that. Oh, my God.
No.
You know where the 7-Eleven is on Laylor Street?
Yes.
Well, that's Dutes Avenue.
Okay.
And that was probably one of the greatest neighborhoods in Trenton.
Really?
It's Dutes Avenue. We used to call it Dutesville.
Okay.
It's surrounded by two cemeteries and one on both sides,
yes.
and the back of it is like a swamp. So it was like it was a strange neighborhood. But to this day, I communicate with probably 20 friends from there. We're going out to lunch this Friday. It was one of those neighborhoods where everybody knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Parents would keep an eye on everybody.
Right.
But it's like typical, you know, you get up in the morning 9 o'clock and you mm-hmm. go play till 5 o'clock, and then.
Come home for dinner.
And
right. As long as you're home by the time right. the lampposts
are on.
Mom and dad
didn't say, where were you? It's like, right. okay, you're alive. Right. You're fine.
Yeah.
Right.
And we do it the next day. And,
right.
and then from there, you know, stories like this go on forever. We, you know, if we were playing baseball and you lost a ball or something, we'd get on the Q bus and go downtown Trenton and go to Perry Street.
Okay.
To
yeah.
Snyder's Sporting Goods, go buy a baseball and
wow.
go back and play some more. Never telling mom or dad that where we went because, you know,
right.
They didn't want to see us downtown at that point.
You sound like the kind of kid that would ask forgiveness, not permission.
Right? That's correct.
That's me.
That's those kids. Exactly.
So I grew up in Dutesville, son of immigrant parents
mm-hmm.
who basically said, you're going to school and you're going to make something of yourself. I said, okay.
Wow.
So they worked hard, laborers, but luckily I was the only child. So they pushed me through school. So I decided to go to dental school, graduate dental school. And it just turned out 6 months after I graduated, this practice comes up for sale. Now, practices are something that come up once in a while, but they don't, mm-hmm. you need some luck.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in the neighborhood. You know, I talked to my parents and luckily they were able to co-sign for me.
That's great.
Wow.
I speak Ukrainian, so I had a big Ukrainian following at that point.
Okay.
The Ukrainian is close to Polish, so I had a pretty good Ukrainian-Polish type of neighborhood, and it mm-hmm. really helped with the practice.
That's great.
Wow.
That's so interesting.
What happened to those parents, man?
Those
parents
around.
Aren't around today.
They're still, some of them are. Some parents are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents were like that. I was an only child, too, so, yeah, school was everything.
I mean, my parents were the type of parents where if the teacher yelled at me, I would go home and the teacher yelled at me, what'd you do?
Absolutely.
You know, it never took my end of it, my side of it.
Yeah.
You would never tell your parents.
No,
you're wrong going in. You don't even tell your parents. But if they did find out, what did you do to annoy the teacher?
Right,
you know,
right.
You're wrong going in as a kid.
So you're originally then Trenton.
Trenton born.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Dutesville's, I guess, technically Hamilton Township.
Nah, it's Trenton.
It's Trenton.
Yeah. Actually, we live pretty close to there. You're happy to know that our neighborhood is kind of like that. Like, we are kind of close-knit. We know our neighbors. We look out for each other. So it's
Were you considered a Lalor track?
Well, I don't know. We're transplants.
There was a point, you know, we had Dutesville and you had the Lalor track. You had different regions.
Okay. And never heard these
It was
terms.
Sort of like, you don't go to their turf, we don't go to your turf.
Okay. You stay there, we stay here.
But it wasn't a...
It wasn't violent. No. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was social distancing back then.
Right.
Okay. We were doing that in New York, though.
Okay.
We're transplanted from New York.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm Brooklyn, he's Queens.
Right.
Those cities are the same everywhere, right?
Absolutely.
That time, yeah. So, Peter, what made you decide to follow in your father's footsteps?
So, growing up, I always, I was always around my father, around the office. I always knew that I liked science. I always knew that I had some type of inclination to go towards healthcare, helping people, science, all that kind of tied in together. And when I was in high school, or I guess it was high school, I did a program where I actually went to a hospital. I wasn't sure of medical, dental. I knew I wanted to do something healthcare related. Went into a hospital, and every day it was a different specialty that I was with.
Well, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was really a really interesting opportunity. I think, I forget who ran it, but I got selected out of all these applicants, and I was able to go and hang out at the hospital, which was great. And after the end of the 2 weeks, I said, that was great, but not for me.
Okay.
I saw it all. I did a rotation with, every day was a different sort of rotation, I guess you would call it, through different floors or through different offices and different kind of stuff. Interesting, not that I hated it, but I just said, seeing what I've seen in the dental office my whole life, I was drawn more to that.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I always like doing things with my hands. I always like building stuff or tinkering with stuff. Or growing up, we had a pretty solid workshop in the basement that had all the tools that we could use. As long as they didn't have a plug that you could really hurt yourself with. you could pretty much do whatever you wanted down there. It was great. I have a brother who's an engineer, so I think he was brought up in the same mindset of tinkering with things and working with your hands. So I thought dentistry was a great combination of those two things, the healthcare, the science, but also the building, working with your hands, actually making a tangible thing at the end of the day.
I can't imagine, like, I'm just going to pick it. The only thing worse I could think of to pick as far as a field to go in medically would be a proctologist.
Mm. Podiatry?
No, let me tell you. Thank God for podiatrists, because you don't think about them until your feet hurt. To be in somebody's mouth every day, you've got to have some horror stories.
Yep.
Well, before we get to that.
I can't wait to hear those. Right. That's what I want to hear about.
So did you grow up in Trenton, or were you already out of Trenton?
I grew up in Yardville. Not too far down the road.
Yes.
Yardville.
But both of my father's parents lived in Dutesville their whole life. And then my mom's parents also from Trenton. So my whole family, dad's an only child, mom only has one brother. It's a very small group of people.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of just always grew up in this area. I mean, I remember being picked up from school, and I'd go after school to the office to hang out until they were done. Yeah, so I was always sort of around it. Went to school up in Rutgers, up in Newark. And I knew I had a great opportunity to come back to this practice. And it's been off to the races ever since I graduated.
I have to say, I love your office. I feel very safe, comfortable, no pressure. I really enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
My only question right now is,
yes,
how does Tyler fit into all this?
Oh, let me jump into on that one.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
We want to find out.
So the story goes like this. Well, we have a mailman.
Yeah.
A permanent mailman.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean a permanent mailman?
Well, the guy that comes 90% of the time.
Right. The one that sees your mailman. He's the guy.
Mailman.
Okay.
He
goes on vacation and we get another mailman.
Temporary mailman,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
We start a conversation up and he says to me, my son is going to dental school. I say to him, well, when he graduates, I mean, I'd love to talk to him, you know.
Right.
I get a lot of pleasure out of trying to help, you know, mentor, you know, guys coming out of school. So I said, look, no promises, but want to stop by and gladly talk to him.
Yeah.
4 years goes by. I mean, totally forget about this dentist in dental school, the student in dental school. Peter puts an ad out. We're looking for an associate. And guess who calls?
The mailman's son, Tyler.
Correct.
Really?
What are the odds of that?
How random.
And it was like the first hit. Like I put the ad up, and the first guy who, and I'm not even kidding, the first thing that came through, Dr. Tyler Yim. You know,
Tyler was sitting there by the computer.
No, I don't think it was Tyler. I think, listen, like most postal workers, and my father was one, there's like they were a little off. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking his dad was totally stalking this business and waiting for the one ad to go out and said, Tyler, now!
My dad is a little bit off.
There you go. He'll tell you.
Yeah, so I saw the posting on Indeed, and I knew the name, and I knew the practice name because my father would plant the seed in me.
Oh, so he did tell you about it?
He did tell me. Okay. He said, I was, you know, on this temporary route. I was visiting a couple of dentists, and I told them that you're a student dentist, and you're going to graduate in a few years, blah, blah, blah. And so the name was familiar to me, so yeah. That's why I applied.
How did that make you feel? Did you feel a little weird? You're like, Dad?
Not at all, actually. I mean, he's my marketing guy.
Your dad is your marketing guy.
He gets to talk to everybody, right? He probably checked out all the different dental places and he said, this one's...
He did the vetting for me, so I didn't have to do anything.
Cool.
And then, so you're working there full-time now?
I am there full-time, yep.
Congratulations.
So, if I go in there, there are good odds that you would be, working on my mouth.
There's a 1 in 4 chance. Yeah, there's another dentist with us.
Who's that? Who's the other guy?
That's
What?
Somebody. When we merged practices, mm-hmm. the two doctors that Peter bought out, one of them retired, and one of them still wanted to work.
Oh,
so Dr.
okay.
Steve Santucci still practices.
Nice Irish boy.
Yes, exactly.
Cool.
He practices, 3 days a week, would you say?
It's two and a half, and every other Friday.
That's nice.
Does Steve Santucci have a heavy accent?
No.
Really? Why would you? You're Italian. You're Sasso. You don't have a...
People say I have an accent that...
But not an Italian accent.
Not an Italian accent. No.
Does he have an urban, New York kind of an accent? Yeah. Or a Trenton accent?
New York, for sure.
Oh, he's from New York?
No, they're talking about you.
No, I'm talking about Steve Santucci.
No.
No. Oh, well.
Good try.
Thank you. Are you here? Okay. I want to hear some stuff...
Oh, okay.
That no dentist is going to tell you about. What was one of the worst things that's ever happened in your office, and how did you come out of it to make it a good thing?
I just want to preface this by saying that Dad's been working at dentistry in 40 years now, so every story that I got, he could one up.
I'm sure.
By about 100.
Okay, feel free, Omalon.
All right. I'll tell you the nightmare day of my life.
Okay.
Now, this is the coincidences that happened that day are unbelievable.
Okay.
So we have a very elderly lady that would come in. You know, she was in a nursing home. She would come in just to get out of the nursing home. She'd come in with a visiting nurse. My denture hurts over here. I'd go back. We'd have a half-hour conversation. I'd do 2 minutes worth of work, and she was happy. And just it was very sweet.
Right.
And she would come in, and I'm not going to mention her name. And so one day, Mrs. X walks in, and all I hear is a loud thud. Boom. And my staff runs back and says, "You better get out here fast."
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So we walk out there.
Suspense.
To the waiting room.
He just stops talking.
She is dead.
What?
She died right there.
What?
Before you saw her.
In the waiting room while she was waiting.
And I will say, I'll never forget the feeling. I touched her. She was ice cold.
Wow.
I will never forget that feeling.
Holy
smokes.
And
the nurse basically said, you know, here I am. Okay, I got to do CPR. I got to do something. Mm-hmm. The nurse basically says, please leave her alone.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
Not CPR.
No. So we call 911.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
The story gets better as it goes.
You guys are
there's
in for
more?
You're in for a treat.
Oh, this is a treat. So so we call 911. They come. The coroner comes. You know, they pronounce her dead. You know, take her away. Nobody knows what to do. Okay. One of my staff members, for some reason, pulls out the vacuum cleaner, starts vacuuming.
Well, what else did you do?
Start cleaning.
Yeah. I said, oh my God, what are you doing?
I clean up the scene.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
So, it wasn't a crime, right?
At that point, I call my wife up, who happened to work for a legal firm in Trenton.
No, it's a smart move.
The first question she goes is, did you touch her? Were you working on her? I said, no, I wasn't working on her. I said, okay, I'll tell you what, why don't you come? Let's go out. I need a drink after this episode.
Okay.
Okay. So she pulls up, and for some reason, the action van, ABC action van.
Come on.
No.
I'm not kidding you. We used to have a soda shop across the street, and they basically pulled over to buy soda. But she realizes what's going on in my office, and the action van doesn't realize what's going on.
Okay.
But she puts two and two together. She's, oh my God, Action News is here. This is the end of this man's career.
You can see the headlines now. Oh, God.
So she comes in. Everything's okay. Now, in the waiting room, there was another nice lady just waiting her time.
She was there when the woman died?
Right.
She had another appointment.
She had another appointment.
She's still sitting there?
She's still sitting there.
Huh? What was she going to do? I got an appointment.
It's going to be a long time to get this appointment. I'm not leaving.
Exactly right. Right. So I go to her. I said, ma'am, I'm really upset here. Would you mind rescheduling? And she's like, no.
Okay.
She goes, I've been waiting here all this time.
Oh, she refused.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
So what do you mean you don't blame her?
I don't blame her.
Someone just died in front of you.
All right, fine. And I'm not trying to be cold. I'm just saying, I waited a long time for this appointment.
That's right.
And I remember what you went through. Remember getting an appointment with your teeth?
Oh, the other
Forget
guy.
Forget about yeah, it. Yeah, no, yeah. Look, she died. I'm very sorry, but we got to move on.
Yeah, let's move
You're
on.
Here. Work on my teeth.
Okay. Hour two, three goes by. We get a phone call. And someone says, it's the family. And I go like, uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Classic question comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Is she dead?
Oh.
What?
They didn't know.
That was the question. Is she dead?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm not in a position to confirm that she's passed away, but.
You knew she died, though.
Yeah. I mean, but it's not my position.
Right. They should hear from.
As it turns out, this woman who had no family had a couple nephews who were in line for some inheritance. And so they wanted to know, is she dead?
Right.
How did that news travel so fast to them?
Who let them know?
I know.
Action News,
nurse,
I think.
Maybe
the Action News just wanted a soda.
Tune into Channel 6. It was all over the headlines.
So now the day ends. I am going to have a cocktail because I can't take it anymore. And I walk around the corner and, well, not right. I don't know if you guys remember, there used to be a bar called Shandon's.
No.
Okay. It's an Italian bar. So as we're walking, I look over and I see a car in the middle of the intersection. And I realize that a friend of mine's wife is driving it and she's outside looking at the car. And I once again, I want to mention names. I said, what's going on? She goes, you're not going to believe this, but I was making a turn and my steering wheel fell off. I'm not kidding. This is like the day from.
Oh my God. How does that horrible. Happen? What if she was on the highway?
We got to make happen? Sure we go to that office and we do like a deliverance.
This is years ago.
I said, I'm out of here. This is like the craziest day. Okay, that's my story.
So what cocktail did you end up having?
I don't remember. What a day. What a day.
Wow, dude. I don't know how you guys are going to top someone dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The steering wheel falling off.
That was the worst. I mean,
so you've been practicing 40 years.
40 years.
Okay. And now you've been practicing.
So I graduated 2018. So it's been 3 years and change now.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And I graduated last year, last May, at the height of the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And I just started working with them at the beginning of this year. So it's been
less than a year. Is it a year yet? Almost.
It's been almost a year.
What, January? A couple months, you'll be a year with us? Yeah. Nice.
What do you like most about working there?
What do I like most? Every day it's something different. Mm-hmm. Every day is something different. We have a interesting patient pool. So we're able to tackle challenging cases that you wouldn't otherwise see at maybe a typical suburbia practice. Mm. No knock on any of those practices, but here in Trenton, we see a lot more.
Like what?
You see cases where... perhaps a lot. We have a big immigrant population, a big demographic from Latin America, and for some reason they're deprived of some consistent dental care growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, once they move to Trenton, we're at a place where we're able to provide that, but we're starting at a later point for a lot of these people. So we're seeing cases where you know they weren't educated properly on dental care, basic hygiene. It's hard to say, but you know they're coming in with very complicated cases. So you're at a point where you have to really make some big time decisions to provide the care that they need at the moment.
Wow.
So, pretty cool.
Did anything in college ever prepare you for something like that?
College, probably not. Dental school, maybe a little bit, but I'm not sure if anything truly prepares you for real life dentistry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow. Yeah.
I'm going to jump in real quick. We had a couple days ago, once again, this is like, a fair amount of, like I said, the demographics is a lot of Central Americans. We had a 3-year-old child come in whose mother was never educated that you can't put a child to sleep with like milk or sugar water or what else was she doing? Something. Oh, yogurt.
Hmm.
Sugar on children's teeth will decay them incredibly fast. So I'm looking at a three-year-old that has 20 cavities.
Wow.
20, probably 10 have to can be extracted.
Wow.
Now, okay. At 3 years old, do they have the permanent teeth yet?
No. Oh, these are primary teeth. But wow. How do you treat a three-year-old?
Right.
I mean, luckily there are pedodontists or dentists that deal with.
You can't just say, oh, their baby teeth, just take them all out. Mm-hmm. I mean, the baby's right. Only three. She's got years to go with these things.
I was going to say, why can't you do that? They're going to fall out anyway.
Some of those are in there till 11, 12 years old.
And that's a long time. Frank?
How do they chew?
The babies.
They're not going to have dentures.
But they got baby food. They got that soft mush.
Not even when you're 11.
Yeah, not when you're 10.
Like, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What about all those years?
Baby food. This is why I only played a dentist in the theater.
Yes.
I played Dr. Oren Scrivello in Little Shop of Horrors. That's my only. And I worked at NYU Dental long ago.
Really?
Oh. I was the AV guy.
Oh, okay.
You know. But yeah, that's okay. So I guess you can't take them out.
Primary teeth actually guide the permanent teeth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And there's downstream effects later in life if we prematurely take out the baby teeth. You want to be careful and you want to be judicious with how you treat your first set of teeth.
Mm. Well, now you're dealing with a whole different immigrant population, but still back when you started, it was a different immigrant population. Absolutely. Are you seeing the same issues through different...
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Yeah. No. I mean, most of my early immigration population, I don't know how to phrase it properly, were more Eastern European, mm-hmm. where there was a certain level of dental care.
Okay.
So there we had more material problems where the dentist knew what to do, mm-hmm. just didn't have the materials to do it correctly.
Okay.
So certain things were...
Like I jimmy-rigged.
Exactly. That's a good word. They were jimmy-rigged, and then I had to un-jimmy-rig.
Undo it. Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But Central America is...
It's different.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but we see people who just have, decay on decay on decay. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting for me. Tyler's very much just a couple years behind where I am in terms of the patients that I see. Mm-hmm. To your question before, if you're a new patient who's coming in, most likely you're going to end up on Tyler's schedule just because he has more room on it at this mm-hmm. point, mm-hmm. Yeah, even though that's definitely changing because you're pretty full already. But now I'm a couple years into it. So now I have a mix of that immigrant population coming in,
right.
Almost no dental IQ. You're teaching them how to brush. You're teaching them everything from the ground up. But at the same time, I have a lot of legacy patients who are dad's old patients, who are Dr. Santucci's old patients. You know, they've been coming to this practice for 30, 40 years.
Right.
And they're very different. Very different groups of people that I got to switch, you know, from patient to patient. You know, is this a person who's been through dentistry their whole life and they very much know what's going on? Mm-hmm. Or is it someone who hasn't been, they're 29 years old and this is their first time at a dentist ever?
Wow.
Right.
So, that's something that I'm always trying to figure out. Like, mm-hmm. who am I seeing here and at what level do I need to communicate with them and figure out what's best for them?
Now, mm-hmm. you treat a lot of your dad's former patients?
Dad still sees enough patients. I do see some of his. Yeah, there's definitely been some that have come to me. It's a good mix.
Do they resent that at all? I had a snot-nosed kid. His father used to take care of me.
Nah, dad will walk in and he'll see one of his old-timers and be like, what, are you cheating on me? We've got all kinds of jokes.
Hey, what's the deal with calculus? And I'm not talking about the math. I'm talking about that stuff that creeps up on your teeth. It gets as hard as a rock. And then it becomes
He's obsessed with this.
See, I've had people back to the dental IQ thing. I've had people come in saying, oh man, last night I broke a tooth. I looked in my mouth. There's a big piece missing. Yeah. And I look in, I go, no, that tooth is the clean one because the calculus broke off of that one and all the other ones are covered in it.
It's so disgusting, that stuff. What is the best combat against that?
Don't
say brush your teeth. Well, come see you, that's fine. I'm saying, but brushing your teeth and rinsing and all that stuff, that's like flossing and everything. But how do you really get rid of that stuff? How can you be proactive about it?
That's it. Brush it. Come see us.
Stay on top of it.
It comes from calcium and stuff that you eat in your saliva that's naturally occurring. It happens. Everybody builds it up. But everybody's different. Some people build it up. You turn around, they got it again. Some people, it goes a lot slower.
I hate that stuff. I really do. Mm-hmm. I hate it. It's disgusting. I hate it.
Thank you for bringing it up.
See, now the new thing on like TikTok and YouTube and stuff are these like along the same lines of Dr. Pimple Popper are the people who watch people getting their teeth clean.
And they'll
watch people getting calculus chiseled off. See, Tyler's shaking his head. He knows.
They watch that?
I'm a subscriber.
Dude, come on, man. You subscribe to calculus picking?
No.
I would much rather watch a pimple being popped.
Oh, no. I don't want to see
if I had to pick, what's exciting about calculus getting shipped
off? I don't know. Teeth? Probably some bad teeth out there. Oh, some really bad teeth.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not a fan of this whole scene, but I like my teeth clean. I like, you know, I don't have any fillings. I can proudly say I can chew on aluminum foil with no problem. It dries for grace.
I can't.
Screaming into the night.
Different era.
Right. It was before fluoride was in the water.
Yeah, I actually existed before fluoride was in the water, right? Isn't that what helped keep the cavities away?
They consider fluoride one of the top 10 discoveries in the last century.
Really?
Like public health breakthroughs. Fluoridation of tap water is top five. If
is
not
it really?
Top,
okay.
It might be top one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you like a streaming fiend? Are you a big fan of streaming video and stuff? Do you like that?
Streaming video? What do you mean by that? Like YouTube, TikTok?
Streaming video.
What do I mean? Netflix.
Like specifically Netflix.
Why? Oh, yeah, of course.
Anything. Hulu,
I'm a millennial,
Netflix.
You know?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
I dabble, yeah.
All right, well, I want to go into a little, a little segment we call called What You Watching.
Okay.
Ooh. What you watching? What you watching?
I said what you watching?
What you watching?
What are you watching?
Okay.
Wow.
Like that cost about $1 million.
Dear Lord.
I was watching that show, it's called You on Netflix. It's about this serial killer, spoiler alert. who works in a bookstore. And he, you know, he hooks on to this girl that comes in, and then
That's enough.
Well, he attaches himself to her life, and then they fall in love, and blah blah blah. Anyway, so I was watching it, and then I just was like, yeah, I'm not digging this. I was feeling like weird and uncomfortable, and I'm not watching it anymore. Now I'm watching Movies That Made Us, which is a great show on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So what are you watching?
Well, I am watching Shetland, which unfortunately I can't binge watch it because it only comes out once a week. We're watching the greatest British baking show again.
That's always a keeper.
Right. But guess what I discovered? Midsummer Murders has more seasons. They're up to like season 23. So
They've been doing that for 22 years?
I know.
I think it's time to hang the hat up.
No. I want the new Barnaby to come. Well, now this is the second Barnaby. He's the nephew of the first Barnaby. But that's like my I love that show. Because it's murder light. You know, at least three people get murdered in a sleepy little town in Britain. But it's not like gory and anything like that, or deep or
it's
dark.
Like friendly
or,
murder.
It's right. Murder light. And the other thing I'm watching is Riviera, which started out really good, and I loved watching the fashion and the scenes.
Right.
But then it got weird the second season. I'm not loving it. So anyway, so that's what I'm watching.
This is going to go downhill quick. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because we're going to go to the millennial, Tali M.
Okay.
Then we're going to go over to Peter.
No, are you a millennial? Is he he's not a millennial.
He's a millennial.
No, I am.
We're both millennials, actually. We're the same age.
I thought you were. Oh, okay.
Well, you're a millennial?
Yeah, 92.
Hmm.
What am I? I'm a baby boomer.
You're a baby boomer. Hmm. I'm Gen X. Tyler Yim, what are you watching?
So I'm watching a couple things. Shout out to my home country, South Korea, for Squid Game on Netflix. Very popular. So we binge watched that. That's been a good time. I'm not going to spoil it. I know Pete's been watching that as well.
I'm done. I finished it.
Oh, you finished it. Okay. And I've also watched...
I'm done. I finished. Like it was a task.
Wait, not to hijack this, but the funny thing about Squid Game is that, I mean, most people know what it's at least about.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I went over to Tyler's. Tyler was visiting his parents who live very near where I live.
The mailman.
Yeah, so back to the mailman. And
everything all roads lead
to Tyler's. We have to have him on the show.
Yeah, we got to get him.
Oh, he could be a whole episode. Easy.
Oh my gosh, he had a deli in Trenton.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to be on the show. Okay, next. That's another show. Okay.
All right, we'll be back with the mailman.
All right, go ahead.
And out of nowhere, I mean, this is months ago. No one's heard. If you said Squid Game, no one would have any clue what you're talking about. But out of nowhere, Tyler's dad goes, the mailman goes, you watching Squid Game? And I'm like, what? He's like, it's all in Korean. You got to put subtitles on, but you want to watch it. It's on Netflix. And his mom is like, do not watch it. It's so gory. Don't do it. But somehow his dad knew Squid Game was going to be a hit. And then next thing you know, like 2 weeks later, everybody's watching it.
So your dad watched it before you?
He did.
Wow.
He delivers mail during the day and binge watches Squid Game at night.
He's a trendsetter.
What's his first name?
Peter.
Really?
Peter Yim.
Oh, that's wild.
Interesting. Yeah. It was meant to be. This
his dad is Peter. His boss is Peter.
All right.
Dang.
So anything else? What else are you watching? Are you watching anything else there?
I watch a little bit of Ted Lasso. I love Ted Lasso. It's funny. I don't know. You guys haven't heard of it?
No.
Never
no?
heard of Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso.
That was my answer.
It won like best prime time. It won an Emmy for best TV show or best new TV show.
Apple TV?
Oh, no.
No.
Mm.
No.
Sorry.
Check it out.
Apple and Disney we don't like.
No, I don't do Disney. But yeah, I don't even do regular TV anymore. Like when I was in the office, it was the first time I saw commercials in a really long time.
Wow. I'm so sorry to do that to you.
It's okay. Wow. It's no problem. There was no sound. It was just watching images. It was cool.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Hey, what are you watching besides Squid Game?
I was going to say Ted Lasso. I'm trying to think what else I watch. I honestly got nothing.
I'll speak up for him. He doesn't watch, it's not streaming, but he loves Formula One racing.
Oh yeah, man. There's a good one. There is a good Netflix documentary about Formula One. It's called Drive to Survive. Tyler's seen it. It goes through like each season since 2019, I think, and it tells you the background of the sport and a little bit about it. For beginners, I don't know anything about. As far as I'm concerned, it's cars that go around in a circle and you know. Someone put me onto it. Actually, it's an, I think some other podcast I was into said I watched a Netflix documentary. I got into it.
Mm-hmm.
I listened, watched the Netflix show. Now I'm watching every weekend, every race, and I love it.
Wow. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Which is interesting. I was never into anything like that. I'm not a huge sports guy in general, but there's something about it that's cool.
Would you ever want to drive it or just watch it?
You do like 200 something.
Well, don't they have those things where you can buy like, you know, a day on the course and they take you. Either you can either drive it or just sit in the car.
The thing about Formula One, they say, is it's you experience like 4 Gs on a curve, on a turn.
Oh, God.
So they said they had it. Actually, I watched some video of some guy who was a rookie, you know, someone who's, oh, let me drive it. So they put him in the car and they said, all right, when you're going to floor it, when you get to the corner, just slam on the brakes as hard as you can and make the turn. Right?
Okay.
So the guy does it. He floors it. He's doing 200, slams on the brake as hard as he can. His head whips down. He's feeling these incredible G-forces of him braking. Barely makes it through the corner. Comes back around. Oh, yeah, how'd you do? He said, oh, man, that was crazy. That was like, I've never driven like that before. And the guy who's coaching him says, all right, let me just check something real quick. He said, wow, you did pretty good here for a first timer. He said, you hit about 60% maximum brake pressure. So meaning that he only did like half of what the professionals actually do. And he was like, I felt so much, I could barely even keep my head up. I couldn't do anything.
Wow.
So those guys it's crazy.
It's
a crazy sport.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The Drive to Survive on Netflix. That's a good one.
Check that out. Yeah. Definitely. Okay, here we go. Now this is like,
drum roll, please.
This is going to be the big, what you watching.
The big reveal.
The big reveal of what Omalon is watching.
Listen, I'm a married man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the remote control is controlled by my better half.
Very good.
So
very good. So what is she watching?
Yeah, what is she making you watch?
So somehow she got me hooked on this 90 Day Fiancé.
I've heard of it, yes. God bless.
This is the most ridiculous show I've ever seen.
But you're hooked on it, though. You're hooked on this stupid show, aren't you?
You almost hooked about it. There was a couple girls that were trying, I guess, to get their green card, and they were from Ukraine, and they spoke Ukrainian, so I understood what they were saying. So that was sort of cool. I burned out on it. I mean, this goes on and on and
on. It never ends.
But
so it's like a reality show.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
With no ending.
People trying to
reality doesn't end.
You know, find their love online, and they come over here or they go over there. There was a girl from Princeton that went to Ethiopia.
Oh, wow.
Married some guy in Ethiopia or engaged in Ethiopia. Wow. She's living in Ethiopia. And I was like, why? Why would you do that? It's interesting, though.
Is that all you're watching? Or is that all you're being made to watch?
I'm not a real big TV watcher.
Good.
It's minimal. Yeah. I mean, I watch football on Sundays, a little basketball.
You like a good documentary.
Yeah, a good documentary.
Up in Boston, and now you're watching that show about the museum.
That's true. We were up in Boston in the Gardner Museum. It's one of the great art robberies that happened.
Okay.
And there's a documentary, like in 91, it was like the simplest robbery, and they've yet to solve it.
Wow.
Two men dressed up like policemen on St. Paddy's Day, knock on the door. All the police are in, you know, controlling St. Paddy's Day.
Right.
There's two college kids being watchmen in this museum. They say, open the door, the police... You know, they open the door, the police, you know, the so-called police, they tape them up, they put them in the basement, and these two guys meander through the Gardner Museum for 81 minutes. They have, you know, they have times and stuff.
Wow.
And they walk out with 13 like priceless pieces of art.
Oh my gosh.
They took it's a documentary. It's called This Is a Robbery.
Wow.
And it's almost sad. I mean, there's like three Rembrandts that are missing where they actually took a knife and they cut out the Rembrandt out of the frame.
Oh God.
And the museum keeps the frames hanging in the same spot where these pieces are. And to this day, they've yet to find it.
Wow.
So you saw those frames?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was cool. And they said, you know, go back and watch it on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a robbery.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is a robbery.
It's a robbery. And never solved.
I want to see this. Yeah. I like a good heist movie or documentary.
All right. I have a question. Do you guys ever hang out together and like socially?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
absolutely
cool. What are your spots to go to if you ever go out?
Where were we? We were just up the road at it. 1911, the smokehouse.
Oh, yeah. Reggie Hallett.
We were over there on Friday after work.
We've been to Trenton Social a couple times.
Nice. Went to Social, and the diners, lunch spots.
Pat's Diner.
We had lunch at Cooper's.
We went to Cooper's downtown. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cooper's is across the street from our house.
I feel privileged when I get to hang with these young guys.
That's nice.
What's funny is, though, when they speak, every once in a while they'll throw words out there. I'm like, what did you say? What kind of word was that?
What was that?
Well, I know Peter has a new puppy he has to get home to.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So, but
what's the puppy's name?
Danny.
Danny.
Danny. Like, no, it's a girl, actually.
Oh, Danny girl.
Like, Danny with an I.
Sorry.
I know you have a puppy to get home to. However, I would like to know if you guys would like to hang around for a little something we call plugs.
Sure.
Everyone's always excited when they hear about that.
Well, we're trying to let you do your thing, and then it's like, all right, get in there.
Oh, there we go.
Tracking Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media, including, I dare say, what did I say this? TikTok. But it's a New Pod City account. Gotcha. So look for us on TikTok under New Pod City. We have a lot of great things going on. A lot of new shows going to be coming onto the network very, very soon. And Podstock going to be coming up June 11th, 2022. Put that on your calendar now. Just phone the neighbors, wake the kids. This is going to be something you won't want to miss. What do you got?
Okay, so just to remind everybody that we have the first Friday coming up. December is coming. And first Friday will be happening downtown Trenton and various other places with some new art being seen. We're going to be at Mill Hill Saloon. That's our local. We love it there. Not to say anything bad about the other spots in Trenton, which we also love, like Smokehouse and Cooper's and Trenton Social and Champs and Tiranog is another one. I can go on and on, but that's where we'll be. So just so you know, first Friday, it's a great place to hang with friends at any one of the local drinkeries.
1100 Dental. How can people find you? How can people know you? How can they experience all things online or in person?
Well, I think you have to do dentistry in person.
Why? Why?
Virtual dentistry.
Now, listen, if we left it up to your dad, he'd be doing at-home dentistry.
Yes.
Oh, we've seen that. We've seen that.
Oh my God, you've seen that?
How have you not talked about
that? Tell now.
The most classic thing that we see probably maybe once a month, you know, my whatever fell out, my crown fell out, my bridge fell out. Don't worry, I put it back in with super glue for you. Don't worry.
What?
Yep. Super glued dentures, super glued crowns. Yep.
Yeah, that would be my dad. He wanted to pull his own teeth.
Well, he asked me. He goes, Frank, use these pliers, you can pull his teeth out. I'm like, I'm not pulling out your teeth in your kitchen.
Yeah, we've seen some self-dentistry.
Oh, God. Anyway.
I'm going to throw another plug out there.
Go ahead.
I think this is good for the city of Trenton.
Yes.
Hopefully everybody's familiar with the Capitol Philharmonic of New Jersey.
Yes.
Fantastic, fantastic symphony. That place should be sold out every time it performs. We're having five shows this year.
What do you mean we?
I'm on the board of directors.
Oh, so you know Bernard.
Yes.
And you know John Hatch?
Yes.
Oh, okay. See, Trenton is a small town. We all know each other.
He says we. Like, where's he going with this?
He's the conductor. You didn't know that?
He's still waiting for Dan to get back to us. Dan wanted to come on the show.
I'm the official dentist of the York State.
Oh, okay. So what's coming up with the Philharmonic?
Well, they're going to have the Christmas show. It's coming up next. And then the New Year's Eve.
Awesome. That is so awesome.
It is such an awesome venue, and it's such a performance. You get there, get a great show, and you're home relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, hours and hours. And,
yes.
And it's comparable to Philadelphia, New York Symphony.
Absolutely.
They are fantastic musicians.
We went on New Year's Eve 2019, mm-hmm. and I said, oh, we got to make this a tradition every year. But it was so wonderful, and it was everyone dressed up. It was like, this is so cool to do on New Year's Eve. And then you can go and party after if you want.
Unfortunately, COVID, you know, killed the momentum.
Put the kibosh on it for a little while, but it's back, right?
It's coming back. Awesome. It's coming back. We need people to come and support it. So
absolutely, absolutely.
Well, get on Dan, because Dan sent me an email once, and I never heard back from him. Yeah, the conductor. Yeah.
I will make it a
get
point.
Get on him.
Okay.
Because he wanted to come on the show. We want to have him on the show.
Okay.
We want to talk about all things, absolutely. You know, how he like points at people and how he waves
his
hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not many people can do that.
No kidding.
Where can people find you?
On our website, 1100dental.com. We're also on Facebook. Definitely don't have a TikTok yet. We're not on Instagram. You can check out our Facebook. Our website is pretty up to date.
Our address is very simple. It's 1100 South Broad Street. There you go.
I love that. Right across from the bank.
And your building is very cool, too. It's like, I was noticing the girders inside, and I actually thought, I didn't realize it was an empty lot when you built it. I thought it was like you had kind of made it out of a house that was there. And
That's a whole other story.
That's a whole story.
Yeah.
Oh. It used to be an old hospital there.
Oh.
And it was there. It was sort of abandoned, typical abandoned. Mm. And then the city, I was able to convince the city to tear the thing down. I said, listen, I've been next to this thing for 20 years. Finally, tear this thing down, and I will build you something nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a young architect, Michael Bucci, who lived on Anderson Street, and became friends, and he's the one who came up with the design. Mm-hmm. And a couple of basic thoughts. He said, we need a building that's going to stand out.
And it does.
We want people to look at our building and not at the Golden Arches down the street, you know, number one. And then he came up, I thought this was very clever. He said, when you're in a dental office, you spend most of your time looking up at the ceiling. So he said, I want to make the ceiling exciting. And hopefully you got that sense with, you know, with the big tube, the steel beams.
Yes.
There's a lot going on to let your mind wander while you're having your calculus removed.
Right. It is a very distinctive building. You can't miss it when you're coming down.
Not many people think that way, though. You think about the ceiling.
Right.
Yeah.
But if that's all you're looking at, you're thinking about it.
Could a plug be like a, like not a place? Could it be like an action?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So I gotta give a shout out to my father, the mailman.
Yes, the mailman.
Wait a second.
A plug to the mail service.
That's a shout out.
No. I'm saying plugging, showing love to your mailman or mailwoman this holiday season. That's all.
Oh, that's it.
Whoa.
Yes.
All right. That's Tyler's plug. Love your mailman, woman/woman aww. Person.
Shout out to Peter Yim.
Thank God for him.
Wow.
Thanks, Dad.
And we're going to do one more shout out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, is probably the most important. We've somehow forgot about that. We have the most wonderful staff
you do
ever accumulated on this planet. We've been with most of the staff for many, many years, and they are absolutely wonderful, wonderful people.
Yeah, we could not do what we do without our staff. Mm-hmm. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
They're like the foundation, right? They're also absolutely. The face of your, like the receptionist.
Yeah.
They're all.
Yeah, think about how many faces you see before you see me, you see your doctor. You see so many other people. And if something's not right with one of them, you're never going to make it to me.
Yes. And every single one of them has been polite, friendly, welcoming. I love that they're bilingual to accommodate for the people that are in the community. Really, really great spot.
Before you go into your last question, I have one other question. Mm-hmm. So there's a rumor that you guys know Anne Labatt, the landlord of the building where Newport City Recording Studio is. Is that correct? Is she one of your patients?
I cannot disclose that information.
Oh, stop it.
No, the only reason that's private.
The only reason why
that's a HIPAA violation.
Yeah. I was going to say that earlier when you were talking us up, saying you were visiting us earlier. Thank God you said it because I couldn't.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you hear that, Ann? Hmm. What are you going to do now?
Can I ask my question now?
Ask your question.
All right. So in your imaginings and in your visioning of Trenton, what would you like to see? What does it look like in your future? Right. Everyone's got to answer this. So
okay.
I could go
first. Whoever wants to go first.
Go first. I think that we've talked there a lot about it already, the whole immigrant population coming in. And from what I've gleaned over the years is that it's always the same story for every immigrant population. They want to come to this country and build a better life for them and their family. And that's the bottom line. Doesn't matter where they're from. Doesn't matter what language they speak. It doesn't matter what their individual story is. That's the bottom line. And that's exactly what's happening in Trenton. The demographics might have changed. Now we're speaking a lot more Spanish than we did Ukrainian when he was growing up, or in Polish. But at the end of the day, it's the same story for all of them. And I hope to see that, you know, the families that we're starting to see and the people that we're starting to work on and get to know, we hope to see them, you know, things turn around and things really grow and sort of take off for them, whether it's here in Trenton or if they're moving out somewhere. But again, I think that's the big thing that's always stuck out to me is it's always the same story. You know, no matter where they come from, it's always the same thing.
Right.
So.
Next.
Next. Well, my vision is a little bit, well, obviously I agree with Peter. That's great. Growing up here, I've seen in those 40 years, now I'm going to age myself here, but yes, I mean, at one point, Chambersburg was a vibrant Italian neighborhood. We would, you know, going to an Italian restaurant was great. We had, you know, an Italian section that rivaled major cities. But the demographics change, the economy changes, people moved out. And it's great to see how the Spanish community has now come back in. And I don't know where I read that there's more Spanish restaurants than there ever were Italian restaurants, which is unbelievable. And you'll notice that neighborhoods are being renovated, maybe not as fast as I would like to see them, but I think the future is bright. Mm-hmm. We need to get a little bit of luck. We need some luck from state support. Somehow Trenton is always, you know, the foster child. Camden gets money, Newark gets money, and somehow Trenton doesn't. But it's going to happen.
Amen.
It's got to happen.
Yes.
There's just too many good people. And as to the future, I hope that we're part of the future. I mean, if you look at medical offices in Trenton, they're far and few. We somehow survived the emigration to suburbia. Tyler one day decided to map all the dentist offices around us. We're like alone. It's unbelievable. Now, you can go to Hamilton, you can go to Princeton, Lawrenceville. There's offices every other block. And we're like isolated. I mean, that's a bonus for us. Mm-hmm. But it's, I don't want more competition, but it would be good.
Right, for the community, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We need to see more specialty type offices move into our neighborhood. But that will come with time.
Right.
Will come with time.
You're right.
I guess I would speak on being a son of immigrant parents as well from South Korea. My father, he came over here. He owned a deli in Spring Street here in Trenton for many years. He took over from my grandpa. But yeah, just that whole, what Peter was saying, just to echo his thoughts about this community that we're blessed to serve. And that's a true blessing. It's a blessing to serve the people that we do. They're just super fun, so joyful, very upbeat. And it's a community, and you see that in the way that our assistants speak to them. Unfortunately, we're not fluent in Spanish just yet. Just yet. But just seeing that, and we love to cultivate that even more. And just like Dr. O'Malon said, we hope to be a part of that process, but we hope to, you know, see how it morphs into something even more beautiful, I guess. And that's the hope.
Amen. Sounds great.
Well, that does it for another episode of Trenton Waves. We will see you next time, which will be next week on Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out. You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
There is one more thing I want to see if you want to hang around for. It's a little thing we call...
Well, I have to ask my last question.
You do this every single time. We've only done 90 of these shows.
I'm sorry.
Let me take it again.
Good.